Now to a Texas-sized conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theories are running wild tonight about the Army's plan for a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jade Helm 15.
There are all kinds of conspiracy theories floating around about an upcoming Pentagon training exercise called Operation Jade Helm 15.
The U.S. military is secretly plotting an invasion of the Lone Star State.
Talk show host Alex Jones, among the many, stirring up concerns on conservative websites and social media that Jade Helm is a Trojan horse for a federal invasion, a dress rehearsal for martial law.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones, who, as David said, has been one of the leading proponents of this theory, had agreed to join us this morning, but he did not show up at our studio.
This is a dirty trick I got to pull. No, none of my listeners buy it. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to come on right now.
The Jade Helm 15 conspiracy theorists are inspired by Alex Jones, the nutjob radio guy.
The site InfoWars has led the internet buzz, insisting it's all a plan for the Army to wage war on Americans, publishing a military PowerPoint slide showing Texas as red enemy territory.
Texas, the prospect of armed federal troops has sparked an avalanche of speculation, including fears of a government conspiracy to launch a hostile takeover of the state.
You know who's calling it a Texas takeover? Lone Star lunatics.
They're there for corporate executives to load their teleprompter like a Pez dispenser, and then they just sit there and spout BS at people.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas.
From Willie Nelson on down, it's practically the slogan of the state.
Don't mess with Texas.
And that may explain the reaction to Jade Helm 15.
Some folks in that state have seemingly been shaking in their rawhide boots ever since word got out about an upcoming military training exercise in Texas called Jade Helm 15.
But come on, crazy people attend local town hall meeting. Isn't a Texas-specific story? I think the Constitution says you can't hold a town hall meeting without crazy people. I think it's in there.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Dave.
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
There's even a Texas Ranger on the case. Walker, Texas Ranger, that is, also known as Chuck Norris. In a new column for the conservative website WorldNet Daily, Norris writes, quote, if you haven't heard about Operation Jade Helm 15, you need to.
A foreign invasion, martial law. Mayor of Big Spring, Larry McClellan, has heard it all. He's gotten thousands of emails about Jade Helm conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories have now been floating around for weeks about a military operation in West Texas.
Thinking that it's totally appropriate in Iraq, but where? What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys. I refuse to recognize you.
Training with the police, training with locals in plain clothes, quote, doing suspicious activities, is to train the police to work with the military in covert operations and to condition the military to accept it and to condition the public to accept it. And then when we cover it and talk about it, they practice the PSYOP in real time, putting out disinformation.
Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory.
Texas-sized conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theorists.
The government conspiracy.
Jade Helm conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory.
Yes, conspiracy theory.
The thing that kills me about conspiracy theorists is they believe that they reflect like a higher intelligence or a higher skepticism or a sense of awareness, when in fact every conspiracy theorist you know is gullible.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses. Please, folks, call Fox News, tweet them, tell them I'm ready. Right now.
And I think that's a healthy thing to question your government. I don't think it's particularly healthy to question the military.
Alex Jones, a man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
And they're always talking about false flag operations, and they're so insulting and cruel, like Alex Jones.
Free speech is a great thing, but then there's this shouting fire in a crowded theater idea, which you're not allowed to do.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Thursday, the 28th. Stay with us. We're live, broadcasting worldwide.
The Pentagon admits it accidentally sent a shipment of live anthrax to as many as 9 laboratories in the U.S. as well as a lab overseas. A CDC investigation of this mistake is underway, and at the time, there is no known risk to the general public. The anthrax samples were shipped from an Army facility in Utah to government and commercial labs in Texas, Maryland, Wisconsin, Delaware, New Jersey, Tennessee, New York, California, and Virginia. The labs were working as part of a Pentagon effort to develop a new diagnostic test to identify biological threats in the environment. Dead or inactivated agents were expected, but one lab reports being able to grow live Bacillus anthraxis. The safety failure comes on the heels of increased scrutiny of bioterror agents and their oversight around the country. Last June, more than 80 people may have been exposed to live anthrax when a CDC lab sent it by mistake. Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how you man.
In Democratic Party-run cities like Chicago and Baltimore, Maryland, and D.C., there is a state of what the mainstream media is calling anarchy. Residents are fearful amid rash of homicides. 8-year-old boy fatally shot in the head. Police say mobs gather around officers when responding to calls. Maryland sheriff says cops have been eviscerated, disemboweled. And what they're doing is intimidating the police ahead of summer for what is undoubtedly now a basically leftist slash communist style movement to then basically destabilize the country and then demand executive action for increased taxes on the, quote, rich, that will actually be increased taxes on middle class and working class to further stall the economy, which is the Cloward and Piven plan to bring down the nation. There is now no doubt that socialist and race-baiting and paramilitary-style communist groups are being activated, that have been bred and funded and coddled and basically brewed at these universities, are now just being turned loose young black activists are being bussed in from all over the country who are angry and in many cases, you know, have legitimate issues with problems with the police, but they themselves are being used. I don't know if the system is going to be successful. I don't know if the system is going to get away with this. I don't know if this is their main plan this summer so that Obama can smokescreen a whole bunch of other executive actions. You've got bizarre economic developments taking place, very, very troubling. You've got massive over-the-top military developments taking place, extremely serious. Redlining when it comes to the danger zone. We've got just huge cultural revolution pushes to openly declare Christians criminals, to openly declare gun owners criminals, to openly declare free speech criminal, a complete coming out of the closet of the totalitarian left, the fascist left, as Ted Cruz calls them. You've got America being conquered by the TPP that ties in contractually with the NAU and the EU, the North American Union and European Union, power grabbing over free speech on the internet, power grabbing over the power structure and the infrastructure, power grabbing over all water rights, power grabbing, shutting down the border, power grabbing, federalizing police. Just this is the major assault. This is the New World Order takeover. There is no doubt. It is intense. And you know, I got to say it, I'm getting chills. I am. I've got huge chill bumps right now because it is just epic. I've got a big vocabulary, but the word is epic. It is epic. Epic. Epic to be watching this happen right now. And this is just the power grab, the horrible poverty, the horrible police state, the horrible degradation, the elite above the law, the diplomatic community, the death squads, the kidnappings, the criminal mobs, the fall. America's going to be just like Mexico, just like Chile. Chile, again, just 60 years ago, was richer than any other country except for Switzerland. There was a saying 100 years ago, as rich as an Argentine. Because they had their own country, their own economy, their own infrastructure, their own giant middle class, as rich as an Argentine. I remember reading in 2000, the Washington Post, when they'd been in a depression for a year, when they manipulated their currency, and foreign banks had come in and taken over and plunged the economy on purpose to consolidate power. That came out in IMF documents, World Bank documents, jointly. 2 years later, Joseph Stiglitz went public, Nobel Prize winner for economics. And it described a trailer full of cows tumping over outside their capital city and middle-class families with their torn clothing like something out of Armageddon fighting and cutting globulets of meat off with knives and men, women, and children just gobbling meat on the side of the road like vultures. Ted Anderson went there a few years ago, and he said you'd see good-looking middle-class families living in doorways. You'd see doctors, you know, living on the street. And that's what bondage is. And the globalists live offshore. They own their water. They own their infrastructure. They own their government. They own their mines. They own their fields. They own their agriculture. They went from being the freest people in this hemisphere to being slaves. And that is the journey we're now on. That is the journey we're now on. So I hope you enjoy it, everybody. You know, that said, I've got literally every day gets more intense. The news is over the top. I'm going to read just some of the stack headlines here in a moment so you know what's coming up. But let me first say this. There's a video up on Infowars.com that's also on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Video, some Americans think TPP is a brand of toilet paper. No one has a clue about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I'm going to send my son out today, Rex Jones. And he's going to basically duplicate this report to see if people are as dumbed down in Austin, Texas. I guarantee you, if I send Rex, it's summer now, so he'll be here a lot during the week working with us at 12. I'm going to send him today to the University of Texas in the downtown trendy area by the pedestrian bridge. And then next week, I'm going to send him to a working class industrial district. And I guarantee you now that for every 10 people we talk to in the trendy area, maybe one will know what the TPP is. And I bet money when we talk to working class people that actually pay bills and live in the real world, I bet a third of them know what the TPP is. It's the educated idiots that don't know how to find their butt with both hands. Getting their second or third degree to go get jobs that don't even exist now. And then you got the trendies, you know, wearing their hipster outfits, and you look at them, and all they've got is this dumb stare, and they think it's funny. They don't know what anything is. But is it really their fault? Because the mainstream media will not cover it. Some newspapers are covering it, and to their credit, it's so draconian that even mainline leftists and mainline conservatives and libertarians are the ones leading the charge, constitutionalists. Are out saying it's draconian, it's totalitarian, it's secret, it power grabs everything. But it's not a foreign army in uniforms conquering us, so we don't get upset. Folks get upset if some commie burns an American flag, and sure, I don't like it. But they're burning the actual liberty that the flag symbolizes. We're being conquered, and then everything that comes with it. And it's because freedom produced so much incredible prosperity that it turned us into dumbed-down, spoiled rats. Had a Freudian slip there. On average, myself included. Listen, I get it. I get wanting to watch movies, wanting to go see rock concerts, wanting to go to a football game, wanting to drink a bunch of beer, wanting to eat a big steak, wanting to not care about this stuff, wanting to go play golf, wanting to go shooting, wanting to go, you know, play laser tag or whatever with my kids. I get it, but here's the deal. We're going to lose everything now if we don't turn this around. And when things melt down finally, it is going to be like a hydrogen bomb going off politically. 101 million people of 325 million on food assistance. In the Great Depression, they had like 5 million people in soup lines at one time. We got 101 million people in digital soup lines. And it's all been designed, and not just our opinion that dependency's been designed. The globalists are on record admitting they're trying to domesticate us and get us into this position. So, what we need to get down to here at the final equation is we're in deep you-know-what. And I, for one, I've tried to make preparations individually for it, but I've also tried to alert and warn others so that we can try to do something about this because it's off the charts. And it's worldwide. It's a worldwide corporate system of dumbing the public down, of changing words, of deceiving, of mesmerizing, of bamboozling, and then just rolling in with a takeover. And the globalists sit in Switzerland and Luxembourg and London and Grand Cayman and a few dozen other places, basically semi-immune from all this. And until they're not immune from it, none of us are safe. I mean, they don't care if they wrecked Chile or other prosperous nations. In fact, they love it. They don't want independent money out there, independent wealth. They don't want you doing well. They want to have you poor so they can buy you for cheap and do whatever they want with you. It's about power. I'm going to come back, just hit the headlines themselves, but I was at the gym this morning, and Rodney Ellis and somebody Martinez, I need to look up the different state reps named Martinez, and I'll recognize his face. They were both from South Texas. One of them is a powerful Democrat, and they come in, and Ellis pokes me in the back and goes, "Hey, Alex, knows who I am. I know who he is." They get on elliptical machines beside me, and I sit there, and I listen to them. It was Twilight Zone. How about the CIA and the North American Union and Stratfor and all this stuff? they weren't showing off for me. They were just having their discussion. I'll tell you about that coming up, too. But, I mean, we're in so much trouble. I can't even begin to tell you.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality and they weren't as affordable as they should be. So I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down Firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, dedicated to living in a free country, dedicated to America not being a wicked empire controlled by foreign banks who use us for their dirty work and then we get the blame. I'm here to teach folks about the tricks, the games, the globalist stunts. Because once you understand their paradigm, their system, their logic, then it all makes sense. And it was Senator Rodney Ellis. I come into town, go to a gym,
close to the office. The legislature's in session. I routinely see state reps in there, but Senator Rodney Ellis was in there. And he comes in and taps on my shoulder and says hi. And I've run into him a couple times before downtown. And he had Representative Martinez with him. And for some reason, when it shows Representative Martinez's bio on the House of Representatives, it doesn't show his first name. What is it? I need that info, please. The point is that I can't get away from this stuff. And they weren't saying all this stuff to mess with me. They were having a real discussion because the only ellipticals open were right beside me. And then the others were full and the treadmills were full. So the only two full ones are right here. I'm sitting there listening to music.
It's Trey.
And Representative Trey Martinez and powerful state senator. He's on a bunch of committees and chairs the UT Maine Law School and the rest of it. Senator Rodney Ellis comes over, and so I take my headphones off, and I start listening to them. And they don't care, and they're not showing off for me. These are busy guys while the session's in, and they start talking about Stratfor, which is this private CIA front based here in Austin, Texas, that has this Dr. Friedman that heads it up. It's been around for like 20 years, and they just basically take Pentagon and CIA propaganda and regurgitate it back out. Some of it's accurate, some of it's not. WikiLeaks got their stuff, and it was like, we got to discredit Alex Jones and all this stuff. And the way they did that was have their operatives come out and say that I work for Stratfor. That's a classic cognitive infiltration trick. But I'm not starting a fight with these people. I just want to try to fix the country. But that said, the stuff that came out in the emails is just a bunch of gossip. And I'm sitting there. It's kind of like the DPS put out a report in Fox News that the Black Widow gang is planning to kill law enforcement. There's no motorcycle gang ever. I did a LexisNexis search called the Black Widows, except in a 1977 film and then three subsequent, the last in 1980, Every Which Way But Loose with Clint Eastwood. It doesn't exist. It's a joke. And that came out of the DPS intelligence. And guess who feeds DPS intelligence most of their baloney? Stratfor. And so I'm sitting there listening to these two. I'm going to come back and cover all the other news in a moment, but I'll just cover this now. This is how I can't get away from this stuff. So I'm sitting there listening to Van Halen or whatever, trying to work out. Tap, tap, tap. Hey, Alex, hey, what are you doing? Hey, working out, good job. Hey, Senator Ellis. Hey, buddy, how you doing? So I stopped listening to music. I started listening to the two for about 15 minutes till I got off and worked out. Anybody can walk up to him and ask him. They both are sitting there talking about it. Well, yes, Stratfor is advising the DPS on those issues and blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't listening to all of it. And yeah, we got a lot of big problem with people that are, you know, deadbeats just sucking off the system. We got to deal with it with that legislation. It was like being inside a House of Cards show or something, you know, on HBO, or I guess that's Netflix. And I wasn't listening to all of it. And then I hear him going, yes, yes, that's what the new Stratfor report says, that we'll be able to run for office in Mexico and they can run for office here and I can run for office in Canada. And we'll be on these boards, and it's those boards that'll actually have the power. So they're talking about how they're going to graduate not out of state-level government into federal, but how they're going to graduate into American Union government. And see, that's what we've talked about with Lord Monckton and Nigel Farage and others from UKIP, the founders. Over there in Europe, you don't want to graduate out of the German Bundestag, the Reichstag. You don't want to graduate out of the British Parliament, the UK Parliament. You want to graduate into the EU. You don't leave local government to go to the federal government. You go from local government or national government to global government. And I'm sitting there, and I look over at him, and I go, you know, Stratfor just puts out a bunch of propaganda to feed the whole police state, and they've gone to Bilderberg Group meetings and all the rest of it. And all it is the CIA engaged in domestic operations illegally, putting out disinformation. And I'll finish the story when we come back, what they had to say to me. But it's just to watch these state reps dancing on these strings.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Self-driving cars. The future doesn't need us. The future doesn't even like us. With journalists assembled and offering themselves as human pylons, a self-driving Volvo went full-on Christine. Accelerating from a distance, it plowed into the journalist who trusted it. Volvo first said they hadn't purchased the pedestrian avoidance option. That's an option? Did they go for the cheaper vehicular manslaughter option? Then Volvo changed their story and said it was the fault of the owner who failed to activate safety mode. As we look at the people who failed to move, I ask, would you put your life in the hands of a self-driving car? You will if you ride in one. Of course, no accident will ever be the fault of the self-driving car. Right. See the video at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the march, the empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to tell you about the guests that are coming up today. Extremely informative, thought-provoking. We got Joe Biggs joining us in about 10 minutes to give us an update on the situation in Cleveland. Also in Baltimore, Maryland, where he recently was, where it's being described by mainstream media as anarchy. The police are being surrounded anywhere they try to respond to crime. So this is the breakdown of society directed by the White House, George Soros, and others. That's all coming up. But just finishing up with what happened this morning at 8 a.m., I'm on an elliptical machine. The only two ellipticals left in this line of ellipticals and stair steppers and treadmills are right beside me to my right. In comes State Senator Rodney Ellis, District 13, UT chair, you name it, sits, climbs on the elliptical beside me, says hi. I take my headphones off and just listen to their conversation for 15 minutes before I get off. And it's just, yeah, well, the inside scoop is we're going to merge all three countries and we'll be able to get, you know, jobs in the future inside those boards, and it'll even be more effective
like they're on an inside track, like they're really smart, when patriots were warning of this 50 years ago, and now we're here. So I start interrupting. I go, yeah, that's the Banff Canada document, 2006. And these guys are both charming and nice. They're like, really, really? So that's like Stratford. And they're talking to me like Stratford is just everything, like a little kid talking about Hulk Hogan like it's real. And I went, Stratford's a CIA propaganda arm to put out disinfo when they want. Usually it's accurate, but just Google WikiLeaks, Alex Jones, InfoWars Stratford, where they said they had to discredit us on the whole bin Laden being a staged event situation. And I said, basically, you know, I know that they're advising most of the legislatures, most of the state reps now. They've been invited to Bilderberg because folks think they're getting something really special. And Martinez, that's on one of the committees with DPS, the state rep, goes, yeah, how do you know that? Stratford advises DPS, Department of Public Safety, that's very strong in Texas. And I went, I know, I just told you that. I know that. And I go, I'm not trying to brag here, guys. I'm explaining to you that this is basically an in-run federal takeover. Because, see, everybody gets off on getting intel or getting special information. And here are these guys getting 50-year-old information about an NAU. But, see, now they're getting ready to actually do it. So they're being told how great it's going to be and how they're going to have positions. It's like being down in that meeting in They Live where, welcome to the human power elite. The gains have been substantial. Now for the final takeover. I'm just sitting there in the meeting listening to this. So that's how widespread this is. Joe Kennedy, who got out of the stock market 1 week before it collapsed, famously said that he got out when a shoeshine boy was telling him what stocks to buy one morning. And he knew that they'd hit saturation and the advice was so bad that he knew it was time to get out. And when I can't go to the gym without just listening to state reps and a state senator talk about treason. And the reason it's so effective is I don't think either one of those guys are bad. And they don't mean bad. They're just told by the establishment and by the leadership that this is happening and this is the way it is, and they just go along with it. And that's how America was conquered right there. Now, let's admit we've been conquered so we can then set about kicking the conquering corporate force out. Because I'll be honest with you. If this conquering corporate force was free market and was allowing people to vote and was educating them to want to opt into some global government, as long as you had subunits, firewalls to block a centralized dictator taking over, then if the people voted for it, that would be their issue. But see, it's never freedom-based, is it? It's always centralized. It's always tyrannical. And you've got these state senators and people on, you know, the state law enforcement committees and the rest of it, and they just don't have a clue. And they think they know it all. And they weren't there saying all this to freak me out. They were having serious conversations. And they were leaning over to each other and, you know, talking under their breath and stuff about different things they were doing and what was going on. And their body language wasn't they were doing anything wrong. They didn't know any better. And then you've got the public separately. I'm going to play a clip here dealing with the TPP that thinks the Trans-Pacific Partnership that basically, let's say 20% of Congress's legislative power is still exercised properly and there's still some vestigial remnant of the old republic. This erodes another 15% of what's left. We're down to 5%. This all goes through. Now, the Congress could always use its bully pulpit and its legitimate constitutional role to stand up and say no. But these are all predominantly agents of the globalist takeover. So they're part of the crew. They're going to graduate to corporate boards and to global boards. They get to go to Davos. They get to go to Bilderberg. They get to get let into the inside business deals. So why should they care, especially when the public wants to talk about Kim Kardashian all day? Well, know this. At the end of the rat hole is the end of human free will and liberty as we know it. Let's play this video. Some Americans think TPP is a brand of toilet paper. The video's up on InfoWars.com. hats off to the journalist that went and did this report. And then we're going to be, again, duplicating it and going and seeing what the results are here in Austin, Texas. So I shouldn't say duplicating. We're going to go out and test these results ourselves. Something tells me in the trendy area, the population will be just as helpless. Remember, the history of the world is weaklings and ignorant people being usurped and dominated. The world has been wolves and sheep. The Republic and the Renaissance is about sheepdogs. The problem is when the sheepdogs defeat the wolves, the sheep take over and begin hating the sheepdogs because the sheepdogs are warning them about basics. They then join with the wolves to hunt down the sheepdogs so that they can be ripped to pieces with pleasure. Because it's kind of trendy and sexy to sell out to the wolves. The wolves have such big eyes and such big teeth. All the better to see you with, my dear. All the better to eat you with, my dear. They have a servile death wish that only those who've never been through hard times have. Because once they actually are in the jaws of the wolf, they will beg for mercy. Let's go to this clip of the victims, the on-their-knees, servile, mindless idiots that inhabit New York City.
Do you know what the TPP is?
Nope.
How about you?
I do not.
You've never heard of it?
No, never heard of them.
What is TPP? I don't even know what's that.
I don't know what TPP is.
What's TPP?
Toilet paper?
Why not? You down with it?
No.
You down with TPP?
What is that?
It's like OPP, except the corporations are screwing everyone. Are you down with it?
Not really.
You guys trying to get me in trouble.
Why?
I work for Fox News.
If you work for Fox News, you should know what the TPP is.
Well, you know, I work there, but that doesn't necessarily mean I keep up with it.
It's the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Ring any bells now?
No.
Still nothing.
Sorry, yeah. No.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Go to your meeting.
I don't know what TPP is. I'm sorry.
No one knows what it is. Does anyone in Times Square know what the TPP is? Anyone? Does anyone know what the TPP is?
I want Rex to do that, too. That's
We're
good.
We're trying to figure out if anyone even knows what the trade
is
partnership
on Infowars.com.
Like, no one knows what it is.
Nope, we don't.
The full report is on Infowars.com. And I want my son to do the exact same thing. And, of course, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. That's exactly what I did in my film 18 years ago, America Destroyed by Design. I went to the Grand Canyon with the treaty, handing it over to the UN and surrounding areas as collateral, and said, does anyone know what these executive orders are or the UN signs 200 yards from here? Do you know about UNESCO and World Heritage Sites? Do you know what it means? And they all do the same thing. So I want to just duplicate that report. It's common sense. We need to see if Austinites know anything. And we'll have that report for you either by Sunday or by Monday. But that is in the know. That's RT. So good job there. Coming up, we're going to go ahead and get Joe Biggs on the line right now. He's planning a demonstration against the globalist rat, Al the Rat Sharpton, coming up tomorrow. Hope you join him for that as he goes in there trying to stir up more discordia there in Cleveland. And the dozens and dozens that have been killed in the last week as law and order melts down in Baltimore, the Democrat black city. Of course, it's my fault because I'm white, of course. But the issue here is this is about divide and conquer, and the globalists are making their move for a summer of destabilization big time. And then coming up, Obama administration asserts domination over creeks, streams, wetlands, ditches, and even big puddles. And that dovetails the very important report. Emergency powers give Barack Obama authority over just about everything during a major national crisis. We're going to let you know about those PDDs and executive orders. Obama phoned fight pivots to internet as they prepare to re-up that. But don't worry. Hillary Clinton says that she's pledging to bring back faith in government and no more corruption. And Baphomet promises to defeat Satan and Beelzebub and the horned God and the old serpent. Rand Paul in Chicago says crime, not a racial thing. It's a spiritual problem. I agree with him. Continuing, robotics, ethics of artificial intelligence. We're going to go over that. Pentagon inadvertently ships live anthrax to labs in 9 states. Well, at least it wasn't like when they mailed it out to people after 9/11. That was Pentagon anthrax. EU asked member states to admit 40,000 asylum seekers. That's just the beginning. A call to action, protest the race baiter Al Sharpton this Friday. That video is on Infowars.com. Senator Marco Rubio says gay agenda's next step is to define mainstream Christianity as hate speech. I love how they tell us something after it's already happening. And that ties into court bans Choose Life license plate as patently offensive. And you see it, it's a smiley face saying Choose Life. That is so offensive. This is the totalitarians. You can have whatever else you want, just nothing Christian. And that ties in, of course, with the Marine, the Christian who on her own computer had no weapon formed against me will prosper. One of our favorite quotes here. That'd be a great quote for the U.S. military, but she was ordered to take it down and basically renounce her faith. And of course, you've heard that they've told them they'll court-martial you at Fort Bragg if you're even part of the evangelical church or at Fort Hood as well. So this is the total Soviet-level tyranny. And she was court-martialed successfully. So that's what's going on. Now, if you want to wear Wiccan necklaces or satanic necklaces, and that's your free speech, you're allowed to at Fort Hood or Fort Bragg, but you do not wear a cross now either. It's offensive. And see, that's free speech. If someone's offended, you can't have it if it's classical, if it's Americana, if it's stable. It isn't. Be tolerant of our lifestyle. Be tolerant of our love of Beelzebub. Now it's Beelzebub says you can't have a Christian religion. A bunch of economic news we're going to be going over. Massive levels of illegals pouring across. It's all coming up today. We have Fritz Springmeier, who wrote Bloodlines of the Illuminati that was out of print, so we helped him reprint it. I was kind of insulted that at the body double by the military base that they killed in that staged event, Zero made up Dark 30, Zero Fairy Tale 30, that no Infowars.com publications were in there. But Fritz Springmeier was listed that bin Laden was supposedly reading this along with a bunch of other anti-New World Order publications, and including books about 9/11 being staged. So we're going to talk about Bloodlines of the Illuminati that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. It's an amazing book. I used to think it was pure bull. I read it 15, 16 years ago until so much of it later came out. But Fritz Springmeier will be joining us. We have Joel Skousen joining us, a World Affairs Brief on all the World War III talk by mainstream analyst. All that is coming up and more. But first, Joe Biggs joins us from Cleveland, where he's been covering the aftermath of one verdict. Now another verdict's about to come out. Now every verdict on a police shooting is a referendum for rioting, I guess. And he wants to go out and protest loving Al Sharpton in an event tomorrow. So we can certainly draw some attention to this rat. So you should join Joe Biggs in Cleveland tomorrow. Joe, tell us about that event and then tell us what else you've been monitoring and noticing there.
Yes, tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the Olivet Institutional Baptist Church, Al Sharpton will be delivering the keynote address. It'll be at 7:30 p.m. So I want to encourage everyone out in the Cleveland area, the surrounding areas, to get off their butt, come out, and protest this guy. Because right now, Cleveland has handled this Brillo verdict so well thus far. And now we have the Tamir Rice verdict possibly coming out any day now. Now, we know that they released the Brillo verdict last Saturday. It could happen again this Saturday. Who knows? But Cleveland has done everything the right way. They should be a guide for other cities to handle these things the right way. And now you've got Al Sharpton wanting to come out here and start race baiting and stirring up racial division in a town that's been doing so well. They haven't been like Baltimore. They haven't been like Ferguson. And that's what pisses me off, to know that this guy's going to come out here and try to, I guess that's how he's going to pay back his money to the government, all those millions he owes in back taxes, to go and deliver these speeches and help stir up more crap.
And, of course, call for federalizing police. What do you make of Baltimore descending into what has been called anarchy now as the police get surrounded responding to calls?
I mean, it's sad to say that it's getting to that point. I mean, when I was there, the certain parts that I was in, Iraq was kept up more. I mean, the roads in Baltimore are horrible. I mean, the buildings are run down. I mean, it looks kind of like Detroit in some areas. It's a very bad area, and it's prime pickings for these type of events.
But right next door in D.C., they're living in total opulence with America's daughters and sons servicing them. Joe, again, tell folks what time tomorrow the rat, the literal rat, Al Sharpton's going to be showing up.
Yeah, the rat race baiter will be out at 7:30 p.m. at the Olivet Institutional Baptist Church. Now, this is one of the churches, too, that was involved in the Greater Cleveland Congregation March the other day when we had a few thousand people out. So these are the guys who are inviting him to come in and deliver a speech that they're going to call a rally. And, you know, hopefully he doesn't try to stir up anything, but we're going to be out there to call him out. I'm going to ask him some questions. I'm going to ask him, you know, if the apple does fall far from the tree or doesn't fall far from the tree, because, you know, his daughter is now involved in some controversy as well. She was claiming to be hurt, and now she's been out seeing, you know, hiking and all this stuff. So I'm wondering
climbing mountains. She's suing a city over a pothole. She says hurt her leg, and now she's suing. Joe, we'll have the highlights tomorrow on the show. You'll be joining us.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Before I get into Obama's latest giant dictatorial outside of the law power grab and the latest on the Clinton scandal with their criminal foundation, I want to just briefly mention that we've had to expand the order for the shirts that will be getting here next week. printed right here in the USA, the Save America flyer flag upside down shirt. Very, very popular. It's limited edition. I had the idea when PacSun Clothing Company did an upside down flag for leftists that I do think was basically seen as kind of a down with America design. I can't say that for sure, but that's how it was received. Ours says Save America on top with an upside down flag with the U.S. code that by law you're supposed to fly it upside down when the country is in peril. And boy, if it isn't in peril now, I mean, it's been basically dismantled already. We're just trying to keep the pieces together to hopefully put it back together. I mean, to use a cheesy analogy, it's like Optimus Prime or something cut up in 100 pieces. You want to keep the pieces to put it back together. Or C-3PO or something blown into pieces riding around on Chewbacca's back. I mean, the country is just blown to pieces. So probably need the flag upside down with bullet holes in it or something. Maybe that'll be the next design. But or what's on the front page of Infowars.com, a communist eraser erasing the flag. I mean, that's what's happening. By every yardstick. So if you want the shirt, it's going to be in the last half of this year, and I'll never produce it again. It is a limited edition. We do that sometimes with shirts that I know are going to be bestsellers. It helps fund our operation. We just put in a much bigger order today because we basically sold out of the initial order we put in yesterday. I had no idea how popular it'd be. It's online to be the most popular T-shirt we've ever made. We've got the whole Made in America line of Molon Labe, anti-communist, anti-socialist, pro-Second Amendment, pro-liberty shirts, you name it, camouflage shirts, long sleeve, short sleeve, 1776 ball caps that are some of the most handsome caps on men and women ever, Molon Labe belt buckles, limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, Made in 1776.com, all takes you to the same place. We've got 16% off for the rest of the week on Secret 12, high-quality methylcobalamin, vitamin B12. We got a limited run of Prostaguard. It will sell out within a few days. We've got a limited run on the Childies. It's going to sell out. Don't know when I'll get more because when it's a first run, we have to then ramp up production. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Joel Skousen. And I'm going to get first into Obama's power grab and what's being submitted right now in the TPP and get the World Affairs Brief editor's really expert take on that. And then we're going to expand out into the over-the-top war rhetoric in the Ukraine with the situation in the South China Sea and more. It is really getting serious right now. So that is all coming up. We're also going to look at dollarization. As the dollar's devalued, that forces other currencies to rush back into the dollar, not because it's strong, but because it's weak, because they're basically based in dollars, even if they have their own currency. So it's part of holding the world hostage is what the private Federal Reserve is doing worldwide. How long can this go on? Joel Skousen thinks 5 to 10 years. A lot of folks think only a couple more, but government is certainly making preparations right now. This is all coming up in the second hour. You found it, the tip of the spear in the battle for the Republic worldwide, 1776.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality and they weren't as affordable as they should be. So I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HD Firearms,
Labs.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are at the water's edge of the argument that mainstream Christian teaching is hate speech. Because today we've reached the point in our society where if you do not support same-sex marriage, you are labeled a homophobe and a hater. So what's the next step after that? After they've done going after individuals, the next step is to argue that the teachings of mainstream Christianity, the catechism of the Catholic Church, is hate speech. And that's a real and present danger.
And we've got a pope who is about as Marxist as it gets. It's just a fact. Everybody knows I'm not a Catholic basher. Some of the most conservative libertarian people I know are Catholics fighting the New World Order. I judge a tree by their fruits. But this new pope, you're not supposed to have a Jesuit as a pope. I'm not Catholic, but I know that. And, you know, he hugs people that have diseases. Oh, isn't he sweet? The mainstream media is worshiping him. When they've been attacking other Catholic leaders, suddenly the same media that's attacking liberty is worshiping this new pope, this Jesuit, who sounds like he's basically Nancy Pelosi or something. It's amazing. The globalists are making their move right now. And Senator Rubio wants open borders. He says the NSA isn't spying on anybody. He says all this outrageous bull. But he can come out and point out what's next with the radical totalitarian agenda that is basically hooked up to the gay agenda. And I don't dislike any of these people, and I don't need to preface that like they're moral authorities and I'm saying I'm not bad and begging them for approval. I don't hate people because of their sexual preference, but I don't like it being pushed on kids, regardless if it's heterosexual or homosexual. That's common sense. I'm against pedophilia and pedophilic cultures. And there is a drive pushing this as the new culture in America, namely because it breaks up the family and makes the state the father. But Rubio is only coming out with this because he doesn't have any real issues. And this is a football issue. He can get support from the Christian right, but then betray them down the road. This doesn't legislatively do anything. It's a political football fighting over gay marriage. Hey, listen, the lesbians and homosexuals and everybody, you want to do what heterosexuals have done? See, I use the word homosexual on purpose because I'm not supposed to. That's a scientific name that people are taught. It's you know, racist or whatever. Hateful. No, the word Caucasoid is not hateful towards white people. The word Negro is not hateful towards black people. It's like dark Mexican beer, Negro Modelo. I've seen someone order that, and not blacks, but white trendies get upset by hearing Negro. It's a romance language. It just means dark. You get dark. Some of my favorite wine is Nero, you know, Negro-style black grapes from Italy. Delicious wine. You get the right type. It's not racist that it says Negro on it, I'll assure you. But that's the mindlessness of this whole situation where you're not even supposed to use the word homosexual. But look, if the homosexuals are dumb enough to want to let the lawyers be involved in their lives and to have whoever you supposedly live with get half of your stuff or more, you know, whoever doesn't work
get 60%. You want to be involved in that screw job? Knock yourselves out. But listen, I've talked to the Democratic Party lawyers. They are licking their lips. They can't wait to watch you give all your campaign money so that you can be under government with your marriage. Boy, talk about wanting to get thrown in the fiery furnace. That is ridiculous. So there you go. And look, this whole gay thing from both sides is a political football. Like these reps and congressmen that are always bashing gays are the ones that always catch you, you know, in a bathroom with two guys, you know, at a gas station. Just the whole thing's a joke. We'll be back.
A hearing scheduled for today will focus on whether two chimpanzees held by Stony Brook University are property of the university or must be set free. Champions of the concept of speciesism, like Peter Singer, argue that the chimps should have human rights because they are, quote, comparable to three-year-old humans and their capacity for self-awareness, unquote. The problem is, Singer has argued that Down's syndrome children should be euthanized because, quote, they will never be able to play the guitar or develop an appreciation of science fiction, learn a foreign language, or chat with us about the latest Woody Allen movie, unquote. Singer's speciesism is not about elevating animal treatment. It's about creating a justification for devaluing human life in all conditions, at all ages. We will not allow scientific elitists and eugenicists like Peter Singer to deny human liberty and dignity. This is David Knight reporting for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality and they weren't as affordable as they should be. So I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I don't hate people that are drug addicts. I don't hate people that are, quote, gay. I don't hate people that have a gambling problem, but you can definitely look at the statistics of all the things I just mentioned and know that those are destructive lifestyles. So the larger question is, why is this agenda being pushed? And it's what Joel Skousen, the editor of World Affairs Brief, always talks about. The global social engineers do not want you to be able to discriminate. And by discriminate, when you're driving down the road, there is a dotted line, stripes, and reflectors down the middle so you can discriminate which lane you're in so you don't go into oncoming traffic. Vision helps you discriminate. Taste tells you what is good food or good water. Smell. And they've moved from political correctness saying don't say racist things and group guilt to now brown paper bags are banned in the city of Seattle state government, city government, because brown might hurt someone's feelings. No one ever said a brown bag was connected to race. No one ever said that it was racist. It doesn't matter. It's about banning whatever they want, whenever they want, and restricting speech. And now Senator Rubio has come out and said Gay Agenda's next step is to define mainstream Christianity as hate speech. Well, Europe's already done that. But see, Rubio needs some red meat he can talk about while not actually defending marriage. And now we have the headlines. Court bans Choose Life license plate as patently offensive in shocking ruling. If you go to the story, it's just a little normal license plate saying, I choose life. Just saying, I choose life is offensive. The appeals court in New York agreed and said it's banned. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan ruled Choose Life license plates are patently offensive. You can put on there that you're a slut. You can put the word cocaine on there. This has been in court. But you will not say adopt babies. You will not say you're pro-life. This is the tyranny. Like the woman that got attention a few days ago, court-martialed in the Marines because on her computer screensaver, it said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Be a great slogan for the U.S. military, but no, it's banned. I have another report here. The new Jurassic Park movie is being criticized because it has a male hero. I'm not kidding. Every other movie, Hollywood admits they have a directive, has women as the heroes and men as bad. The new Mad Max, Fury Road, is really Feminist Road, where all the men are killed at the end to create a utopia. This isn't to empower women. It's to make women be all alone, families destroyed. This is a scientific takedown plan, just like Cloward and Piven wants to bankrupt our economy to make us domesticated. Joel Skousen will be with us till 5 minutes into the next hour. WorldAffairsBrief.com, one of the smartest people when it comes to global analysis, because I do a lot of research so I can tell when somebody knows what they're talking about. He's taught me a lot. We all teach each other. I want to get his take on this first, on some other waterfront issues that he didn't even know I was going to bring up. Then at the bottom of the hour, we will detail geopolitically the headlines. NATO general says we may have World War III. The NSA analyst, we may have World War III. George Soros, we may have World War III. What's really behind the sandcastles in the South China Sea, the bases they're building? What's behind all this? We're going to be breaking it down today. But first, about a month ago, I said, you know, I don't want to just air ads on the radio here, especially on the internet side. That's the podcast and the millions that tune in via the streams and other systems. I want to start having our great reporters do one-minute InfoWars bulletins vignettes. And, boy, they've taken to it like a fish to water. New reports every day. I'm going to create an archive on InfoWars.com so stations can just grab these and air these whenever they'd like as well and put their own tags on them if they wish. We're going to also start providing it to folks that want to put video to it on YouTube. By next week, we're going to have a page where when they upload these, they're there for you. Or you can just record the stream and do it yourself. Don't wait for us. Just take action. You may wait for the rest of your life. We're trying as hard as we can. But we need the funding to get the crew to build up and expand our reach. Everything we do is a success by the grace of God. All the glory goes to God. Lord knows my best works are dirty rags, as the Bible says. But everything we're doing is having a huge effect. And that shows us as we lens up, as we magnify up, as we amplify, we can have devastating effects on the globalist, and so can you. But I want to just air one of these reports, because what I love about David Knight and other reporters is they get it. They do multifaceted reports that don't just say Peter Singer, you know, wants to free chimpanzees. Well, I want to treat chimpanzees well as well. The problem is Peter Singer is the grand poobah of PETA. Peter Singer says kill kids up to age 3 or 5. This is now being pushed openly. They only want to give animals rights just so government can say they have the votes of the animals and that they represent them as guardians to trump all of our rights. So that's what this animal rights movement is about. It's very, very dangerous. And they're going to use the extremes of factory farming and things that are abominations and bad for humans to then have a whole new revolution that's anti-human. And you hear this one-minute report, the reports Jakari Jackson's doing and Rob Dew and Leanne McAdoo and just the whole crew are simply amazing. And I want to encourage my writers to do these. I want to encourage listeners to do one-minute pieces that you email showtips@infowars.com. And if they're good, we'll play them here on the radio. I'm here to get everybody in the fight. Everybody. That's how we're going to win. And out of that whole field of people taking action, we're going to find the naturals that are going to be the next wave leaders against the globalist. Let's go to that one-minute clip, and then we're going to go to Joel Skousen. Here it is.
A hearing scheduled for today will focus on whether two chimpanzees held by Stony Brook University are property of the university or must be set free. Champions of the concept of speciesism, like Peter Singer, argue that the chimps should have human rights because they are, quote, comparable to three-year-old humans and their capacity for self-awareness, unquote. The problem is, Singer has argued that Down's syndrome children should be euthanized because, quote, they will never be able to play the guitar or develop an appreciation of science fiction, learn a foreign language, or chat with us about the latest Woody Allen movie, unquote. Singer's speciesism is not about elevating animal treatment. It's about creating a justification for devaluing human life in all conditions, at all ages. We will not allow scientific elitists and eugenicists like Peter Singer to deny human liberty and dignity. This is David Knight reporting for InfoWars.com.
That 60-second piece is an education. Decoding the propaganda. They set the precedent that they're the moral authority. They send out, you know, some 20-year-old college student to scream and say, I kill my babies, I love Satan. We're going to ban your free speech because we're so moral, as you saw last week or heard last week here live on the radio, shutting down a pro-life demonstration we had. And they were so arrogant because they're the moral authority. And they talked on their website about the Red Terror and how they want to take us out, as if they could. I don't know how you're evil but then think you're good, but there is that weird mindset. You know, the top globalists are pure evil and know it and love it. But their minions believe they're good, but have every manifestation from cloaking themselves in black to praising and hailing Satan to praising the death of children to the gleam in their eye. And they also have the cloak of weakness on them at the same time. It's very biblical. I'm going to skip this network break, last one of the day, to give Joel Skousen more time, worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel, I've been ranting for 10 minutes while you've been holding, but I wanted to open up with this breakdown of the assault on life, the assault on judgment, the assault on decency. They're not truly pushing where we're tolerant. It means we must give up who we are, like, I guess, in Sodom and Gomorrah, where the crowd comes to the door and says, you know, give us your kids and then, you know, give us those men that are with you that are really angels or we're going to kill you. I mean, it's really about us submitting and being conquered by them, isn't it, Joel?
It is indeed, Alex. I stated many years ago when I was interviewed, one of the few token conservatives interviewed by television in Washington, D.C. on the Martin Luther King passage of the Civil Rights Bill. And I said, you know, this is a very dangerous bill because it represents an intrusion into people's personal choices on their own property. And, of course, the Supreme Court had ruled that once you offer service to the public, it no longer becomes private property but public property, which is a very terrible ruling. The problem that I see in all of these things is there's a legal principle here that's violated, and that is you'd never allow in law an unlimited system of lawmaking. And that's what intrusions into discrimination do. It has to be defended like free speech. In other words, you have to defend free speech no matter if you love, if you hate it, if it's offensive. On their own property, people are free to speak their entire will. And people need to be free to choose who with whom they will associate with. on their own property. And, of course, the Supreme Court has cut into what is your own property so that if anything is audible by the public, it ceases to become private. I don't know where this is going, Alex, but I'll tell you, it is going to attack people who they are. They're not satisfied, as you said, with tolerance. They want to destroy and silence those of us who believe that there are certain things that hold negative judgments about certain people's behavior.
They do fear judgment.
Yeah, judgment's always been hated by socialists. You know, the free market runs on judgment. And there's a natural propensity of human beings to dislike other people's judgment because they judge them as they are. You know, the free market says, really gives everyone, over time, rewards according to their true worth. And that's to be judged by each individual. And so you say, well, I'm being misjudged. Well, fine. Go to the next person. Try to get a better judgment from them. You know, it's a process of negotiation in the free markets to get people to accept who you really are. But if everybody's, you know, got a negative judgment, you ought to look to yourself and say, what is that judgment and is it crucial? Socialism offers people a higher level of reward than the free market would per true worth, a uniform level, which is a denial of people's ability to judge, to have to give people uniform value for differing worth. I know that's a little philosophical, but that's really the basis.
People well, also, I mean, I agree with you, but look at how the so-called left, the totalitarian left, will say, never judge us. In fact, they call it censorship. If you disagree with them, that's now censorship. Now, censorship is shutting them down, blocking them. But then all they do is judge all day and take the moral high ground on a high horse, telling us how to think. I mean, it's just so bankrupt.
Indeed it is, Alex. It's hypocritical. It's a terrible violation of our particular rights. You know, we really, it's just like education. And unfortunately, you know, conservatives have bought into this for years. They've caused their own problems in public education. All education should be competing because all education has values. It is completely inappropriate for even the majority to impose a Christian education or an evolutionary education or any type of specific education on other people. All people in education ought to pay for the education they have. You can have public schools, but only the users of those schools ought to pay for it. And people ought not to be penalized for taking their dollars elsewhere so they can choose a non-evolutionary education, or they can choose to have Christian values. They can choose to pray in school if they want. But the left, of course, wants to, in the name of democracy, in the name of majority, to actually bind people to a view. And Christians, unfortunately, have said, you know, we want Christianity in our schools. And I say, they're not our schools. They are government schools. And once you give government the power to determine values by majority rule, what happens when the government becomes Marxist? Then the majority is Marxist, or if the majority becomes Marxist, then they have just as much right as you have claimed as a Christian to impose their ideology.
Exactly. That's why we do have the separation of church and state, but not in the way they distort it, to say a Christian can't be in school and have a Bible and say they're Christian or have it on their book bag. No, it means the government can't select what the state-run religion is, whether it be atheism, Marxism, fake environmentalism. And notice they're now saying, we have socialist health care, so now we're going to decide what you eat and what you do, because we're all paying for each other. It's a total trap. It is slavery.
It's the same thing with the safety laws, you know. Because the government decides to pay for indigent people who get hurt by motorcycles, for example, we can mandate that everybody has a motorcycle helmet because the public is being imposed upon by having to pay for uninsured people. It's a false paradigm. It's an unlimited extension of lawmaking power. Once you allow government to dictate what is good for you, there's virtually no limit to the ability to intrude in our lives. It must be forever prohibited in law. Of course, you know, the Constitution is utterly disregarded nowadays by the courts.
I want to get into some of the current issues with Joel Skousen in World Affairs Brief, one of the top privacy and security home builders. Best-selling author, former Marine Corps fighter-bomber pilot in the Vietnam era. Of course, his uncle was Cleon Skousen, if he just joined us, the Naked Communist. and he's headed up some of the largest true conservative constitutional organizations in the country, and watched this entire de-evolution. If I go back to the days of Barry Goldwater, that talked just like you, or the days of Ronald Reagan when he was, you know, a governor or running, he talked about the New World Order, Trilateral Commission, this plan. They then demonized it in Hollywood and movies and then made people think it didn't exist. And then now we see a reemergence, somewhat of an awakening, because they're now actually accelerating all this. And we see an outright demonization of the freedom movement, an attempt to cause civil unrest as the pretext to federalize police. We see power grabbing at an unprecedented level. I agree with you that it always takes longer than what people say. But at the same time, this massive turning up of the heat, ratcheting up. A, do you agree they're accelerating things? And then B, why do you think they're accelerating things so fast? Is it from a position of weakness or a position of strength?
Well, clearly they are accelerating things. It's not relative to us as much as it is to, as people become acclimated to accepting the new agendas put forth by the media, such as non-discrimination. It opens a floodgate. And all of a sudden, as I predicted clear back in the 80s on that television program, I said, you banned discrimination based on race, and it's going to be next, you know, based upon femininity. It's going to be weight control. It's going to be based upon sexual orientation. There's no limit to what they can start to do. So the acceleration really more is the fact that there is less resistance anymore because of the dumbing down of people. And boy, I'll tell you, it's an avalanche, but they still have a long way to go. And they still fear the revolt of the people if it becomes obvious to many more people than it is right now that there really is an actual conspiracy. And that's why they must denigrate conspiracy, because that is the key factor to waking up millions of people, is to realize there's a conspiracy in the media, in education, in all things. And that's why the media must silence all conspiracy believers and denigrate them openly. It's the key. It's not electing Republicans. The key is explain to people
exactly
how very bad it is.
Because if you don't realize it's premeditated, it's a long-term plan, none of it will make sense. But once you admit that, you could spend the rest of your life reading globalist documents, globalist books, globalist statements. The scary part is it's not even hidden. But so much of the public refuses to admit they're being conquered. And then you add to it that we're being conquered by very wicked people. I've said this hundreds of times, Joel. If we were being conquered by a superior culture and we had a tyrannical culture, I would join with it. But I see the power elite locally and regionally joining with it as if they're winning. When you study this, it really is at its bottom destructive, hateful, death-filled, cancerous. I mean, how do you describe this system? Because as we get further into it and as I research it more, You really do come away with the fact that you're fighting pure evil. I mean, it really is the devil.
It is, and I've long talked about the satanic basis for the globalist movement. I mean, just if you look at what I call the generational effect, how does any single evil person start creating a system where you're going to develop over a century and a half two evil enemies like Russia and China and set them against the world and have an intermediate enemy like Hitler, take them down one at a time and create a global new world order through war and conflict? I mean, there's no human being who can see that far in advance, let alone project that kind of thing against his own best wishes. I mean, it has to be revelatory. It has to be satanic at its basis, just because of the long-term prognosis, the long-term plan and agenda that we see just going down like clockwork.
Fascinating.
Now, they do have setbacks occasionally, just like this Syria situation where, Kerry made that mistake at that London press conference giving Syria the out to take down his chemical weapons, and it set back the globalist agenda for a year and a half. They had to create ISIS in response in order to have an excuse to get back in, and they're in the process of taking down Assyria with ISIS. I'm covering in the World Affairs Brief tomorrow, for example, how fellow fighter pilots like myself, modern ones, are complaining they're not allowed to attack actual people on the ground. Empty buildings, yes. In other words, this whole air attack against ISIS is false.
So, Smokescreen, stay there. I want to come back and give you the floor on that. That'll lead us into geopolitical, all of it. How big a deal is that the Defense Intelligence document came out to Judicial Watch admitting 3 years ago that they were creating the Al-Qaeda ISIS forces? But when we come back first, I want to get back with Joel Skousen, joelskousen.com, worldaffairsbrief.com, into when was it in your life when you came face-to-face in research, studying it, or did you have this moment like I had, when you realized, oh my gosh, it really is true, I believed it, but now I know it, there is a devil, you study it so much, you look at it, you know you're now looking at Satan, and it's chilling to really know it's all true, it is a spiritual battle, this planet is a test, it's so epic. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Pentagon admits it accidentally sent a shipment of live anthrax to as many as 9 laboratories in the U.S. as well as a lab overseas. A CDC investigation of this mistake is underway, and at the time there is no known risk to the general public. The anthrax samples were shipped from an Army facility in Utah to government and commercial labs in Texas, Maryland, Wisconsin, Delaware, New Jersey, Tennessee, New York, California, and Virginia. The labs were working as part of a Pentagon effort to develop a new diagnostic test to identify biological threats in the environment. Dead or inactivated agents were expected, but one lab reports being able to grow live Bacillus anthraxis. The safety failure comes on the heels of increased scrutiny of bioterror agents and their oversight around the country. Last June, more than 80 people may have been exposed to live anthrax when a CDC lab sent it by mistake. Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing with the lies and disinformation. 6 days a week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., Central. Weeknights, 7 o'clock, Central. InfoWars Nightly News. Joel Skousen, editor of worldaffairsbrief.com, is our guest. We're going to get into the Al-Qaeda situation, the ISIS situation, You can pull up mainstream news articles that finally came out, thank God, where Defense Intelligence admitted they funded al-Qaeda groups out of Saudi Arabia and ISIS to topple Assad. That's all admitted. I mean, we've had the Tosh Plumlee whistleblowers and people on talking about the shipments. And believe me, the Justice Department starts calling us and showing up when we do these interviews. I mean, this is real. It's like Skousen always says, you got real whistleblowers? The feds show up. Well, guess what? They do. The only reason we're still on air is by the grace of God. I'm here to tell you, I know we have protection. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I grew up a Christian, but, you know, when you're a teenager and stuff, you have your doubts. But I always had a spiritual connection to God and had a lot of interesting experiences in my life, so I knew there was a spiritual realm. But studying this, getting deeply into it, looking at it, seeing how through different people and different institutions, there's the mystery of evil the Bible talks about, this manifestation. And the globalists hurt their own interest so they can hurt the planet, the genetic code of humans. The devil is against free will if you read the Bible. The devil is against free will, but sells you that he's going to give you free will. Well, no, the devil just gives you knowledge. I mean, they had knowledge in the Garden of Eden. They had knowledge. They weren't idiots. They had free will to eat the apple. It's just they didn't have knowledge of evil thought processes. For me to be able to understand evil and study it, you get into the mind of it. As Nietzsche said, look out when you look into the abyss, lest you become the abyss. Or don't dance with the devil because you can become the devil. Let me tell you, studying this 25 years, getting close to it, having to get into the mindset of the system, it's make sure you got a strong will. That's why I get angry and upset over the years, because I'm spiritually awake and aware. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm a worldly, fleshly person like anybody else. It's very upsetting, though, to be awake and conscious and to know the enemy's there hurting people, and I'm like an animal struggling in a cage trying to get out. And I want everybody else to want to struggle with me to get out, because God gives us free will and all these blessings. You follow God's promises. I'm not trying to be a preacher, because they won't preach this now. They've been taken over, most major churches. You get blessed. The problem is you get so blessed, you become spoiled. So it's a paradox of free will. But at least my heart points towards God and justice. People that revel in evil, though, and I see the spirit spreading. Good is spreading, but evil is also spreading. And I'm afraid to say evil is spreading faster, as Joel Skousen said. Not even so much evil. It's like the grand delusion is here. The great delusion where the people aren't there. They're in a trance. Joel Skousen, I'm going to shut up now, let you finish up with free will, the whole spiritual nature, because I think it's important to go to the bottom of the rabbit hole, then get into ISIS, al-Qaeda, geopolitics, Sorosing, World War III, the South China Sea. I want you to move around the world in the next 25 minutes or so before we end the hour. Joel Skousen.
Well, speaking of on the spiritual process, I perhaps got most of my inclination about understanding things through the promptings of conscience. You know, people don't give enough attention to the workings of conscience in their mind because it's actually very judgmental. One of the signs of false religion is this unconditional loving God, this non-judgmental. It's really Satan's voice infiltrating the church when they preach those doctrines. God, yes, he can love, and it's actually fairly conditional, even though he has an outstretched arm to people. But it's very judgmental. If you listen to conscience, there are warning signals, nervous feelings that you'll get when you're reading a news story telling you something's not quite right here. And that's how I work through the World Affairs Brief. You know, I'm a small two-man shop. I don't have a big staff, but I can detect, because of my attention to the workings of conscience, when I'm reading disinformation or when there's falsehoods there. And I'm not saying it's perfect. You always have to struggle. It's not like you're getting direct revelation, but, you know, you get that little tap on the shoulder and it says,
Well, you're using your world knowledge, your understanding, your lens, and then you're putting your gut or your spirit, your discernment as the final meter.
That's right. And what I'm saying is I think we're losing the battle in large part because even our conservatives are trying to work by rules rather than tap into the spiritual source that can direct us more specifically than a rulemaking approach or a generalist approach. You know, things are so much more complex than just restore the Constitution. Heck, the lawyers don't mind if we restore the Constitution. They know how to interpret it because there's hundreds of thousands of case law. And so we really have to get beyond these banner-type slogans and get down to real understanding of the way that human beings operate, why we're being undermined, and how we save our children. You know, Dr. Creekmore of SurvivalBlog.com did a survey of survivalists and preppers. He said, where do you get your news source? And he was shocked because Alex Jones was down in number four position. He expected these people to be very, very, you know, up on this. And guess what was first? Fox News. And I look back and I think, how many of my clients, you know, that I've worked for over the years designing high security residences and retreats, I walk into their home and they're watching Fox News. In fact, they have it on all day long. Or Glenn Beck was number two. And these are glitzy social networks with attractive talking head women and, you know, presenters, but they'll never talk about conspiracy and not one mention. In fact, Fox News has Hannity and O'Reilly, which will literally excoriate a person who even hints that he believes in conspiracy. And that's supposedly from a conservative news.
But when it always comes out, everything's a conspiracy. I mean, look right here. Rand Paul in Chicago. Crime not a racial thing. It's a spiritual problem. But again, the more and more people that are getting into reality understand it is a spiritual problem. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it really is. And it's a personal spiritual problem. I mean, the fact that we, you know, conservatives who are listening, and I judge a person's astuteness, not if they just come to conservative political thing, but they should be drifting away from public education. They should be drifting away from drugs and the standard medical protocols into more natural health things. They ought to be more self-disciplined. They ought to be eating better, listening to promptings about nutrition. That, to me, is the sign that a person's listening to conscience, is that he starts getting all of the things that God is interested in, purifying people and helping them become better. And when they're a John OneNote person, only conservative, but they're fat, dumb, and overweight and undisciplined and watching television all day, something's wrong with this judgment process. And if we're going to win this battle, we've got to school our people to be much more attentive to the little signals of conscience, the temporal signals that they disregard all day long.
Well, the enemy has their signals, too, from their side, and they're certainly following their signals.
Yes, they are. And they know how, you know, Satan is an expert at playing to people's natural proclivities, the natural man. And, you know, conscience works against the natural man, and it's always after you to get you to improve, to change. And if you've been the same for 10 years or getting worse, I can tell you, you're not listening to the promptings. They're there, and you're waving them off and saying, I don't want to hear that. And there's penalties. I think in the last days, when these real terrible tribulations come upon us in the world, and this war descends that I've been talking about for so many years, I think if people haven't learned to listen to the still small voice of conscience in the temporal affairs, they're going to, God has been offended, and they're going to be cut off from a lot of good, not in an absolute sense. They just don't get the full range of signals that a person gets who's attentive, and the Lord recognizes, hey, this person really wants truth. He wants to hear my voice, and therefore that's where the real blessings come from.
Undoubtedly, when we get in the quiet, still place of the Most High, which I can't hardly stand to do because then the discernment's so intense and I see what the enemy's doing that it totally freaks me out. I understand why people run to the flesh and run into all this because reality is so much more intense than the world's fake reality that I know why people can't handle it. It's scary to realize that true discernment is a blessing and a curse. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, I often said in my youth when I was learning to struggle with conscience, because I was a pretty good violator of conscience relative to homework when I was growing up, you know, always being prompted to do my homework before I went out and played. I was always violating it, got some bad grades because of it until I learned, hey, this signal's here to help. And when I finally really buckled down and started really listening, I realized, boy, this God is trying to really make you better, and he's after you all the time. And but the more you listen and the more you use self-control to obey, the greater the blessings come, the better things work out in life. And I can here to tell you at pushing almost 70 years, it's a, you know, nobody is a success in life. Nobody makes good decisions about children, about getting married, any of those things, unless they tie into that voice of the Lord, that still small voice inside your mind.
I want to get into geopolitics, but one last question from your deep study. Looking at the enemy, looking at the devil, looking at the spiritual force that, if you study our enemies, they all worship it. I mean, they're not atheists. They want us to be atheists, so we're totally blind to the fact this war is going on. But what would the devil do if he had total power and gets his way? We know that's not going to happen. I guess it happens for a day. And in terms of the Bible, I guess a few years or whatever. But if the devil had full, true power of God, what makes the devil tick? What would Satan do?
You know, I really actually think the second coming happens at the time when the devil does, in fact, have almost all power, except for small enclaves of people who are true to the Lord and are being protected. And I think there's going to be massive death and wars. He's really not interested in elevating or even saving his own minions. He's interested in destroying people. He's anti-truth. He hates all truth. He hates God. And he promises, you know, immunity to people. I think he promises immunity to his minions against God's judgment, but he can't deliver. That's what Isaiah 14 is all about, how he descends in chains in hell, and they all the great and powerful who he's promised immunity say, art thou become low like unto us? Meaning his promises all these decades and centuries of coming and saving them from hell if they follow his lead come to naught. He doesn't have that power. But I think he wants to reap as much death and destruction as he can. And that's why the typical thing of the globalist is creating conflict. That's a real sign that they believe in the satanic agenda.
Well, the most seductive thing about the energy of this world is it can give you power and energy at a certain level. And it's very seductive. And that's how the devil's got so many good men and women basically pulling his system. But my God, I just can't imagine how they can sell their children out to it or the culture to something dedicated to death. All right, shifting gears, you tried to get into Al-Qaeda. This latest Defense Intelligence report that got leaked to Judicial Watch, that really shows we've got good people inside the government. We're seeing a real positive rebellion against globalist control when our military continues to say no to expanding ISIS backing. So give us a breakdown on that, and then the Russia situation, the George Soros situation, the China situation.
Well, ISIS is still the top priority of the government because they are intent to take down Assad. Now, this is a Western-trained medical doctor who is actually quite a mild-mannered person. He's not like the strong man that his father was. This Syria is going to be a basket case of civil war if they ever take down Assad, which I think is inevitable, probably going to happen this year. The Iraqi parliament has presented evidence video evidence of U.S. helicopters landing in ISIS-controlled areas and distributing arms and ammunition, resupplying ISIS. I mean, that means that you've got to lie or command your helicopter pilots, who are normal, very patriotic people, into being absolutely silenced about this mission. I'm sure they're telling them this is a black operation. This is national security, top secret. You're not allowed to talk about it ever. And otherwise, you're going to get a lot of whistleblowers complaining that they have. I mean, other fighter pilots, as I mentioned before, are starting to complain now that they're not being allowed to attack ISIS targets. They're being made to wait up to an hour before the White House authorizes them. But by that time, sorry, I hit my microphone.
Hey, that happens sometimes, Joel. They're having to wait an hour.
These people have scurried to another place. And so when I've seen the videos of the various fighter bomber attacks of ISIS buildings, they're only attacking empty buildings. You don't see people. And when they do find troops on the ground, they go to permission and they say, stand by, stand by. And then they run out of fuel. They've got to come back. Almost 50% of the Navy air attack fighter bombers, F-18s, have to return to ship with their ordnance intact because they did not get authorization to attack ISIS targets. I think at the top level, they're trying to protect ISIS because they know it's a U.S. creation. They want ISIS stronger, not weaker, in order to take down Assad. And that's what's happened in Palmyra in Syria. Now Assad really has his military around the Damascus area. About a third of the country is fully under his control. And ISIS is slowly getting... So the U.S. is not fighting ISIS. This is a lie. It's a major big lie. And, you know, the second reason for creating ISIS, of course, was to internationalize the war on terror. 9/11 gave the world this reason, you know, yes, the U.S. can go rampaging through the world because they were attacked in 9/11. But they felt relatively immune to the process. Now that ISIS is coming and systematically beheading Christians and then taking down French journalists, British journalists, German journalists, etc., everybody's getting hit by ISIS, and so it's becoming an international war. That's in turn creating the excuse to create a pan-Arab army, that is those associated with the West, Saudi Arabia, Jordan.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia launches the attack with the West, then creates an army to counter its own proxy troops that just infiltrate back in and join that army, and it's all done transparently, but the public can't even play checkers to understand chess, and it's then a way to take liberties in the West in the name of countering the new ISIS threat.
Well, and Israel's very much involved in this. The Mossad is a seamless relationship with the CIA. They have the top Arab Israelis who have gone in and are directing, I think, most of the ISIS fighters. I think you will find that most of the major factions, you look at their leaders and they're actually an Israeli Arab agent who getting direct. I mean, the ISIS fighter themselves, they don't think or know that they're controlled by the U.S. or British intelligence. It's gone through the Israelis and then it goes through Arab Israelis.
By the way, you were saying that a year ago. That's starting to come out that Israel's at the heart of this. And when we come back, ISIS came out in their official magazine and said, stop the conspiracy theories claiming we work for Western intelligence. It's hurting our recruiting. So I want to get your take on that. Then we'll look at the South China Sea situation, Ukraine, and more with Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.org. I'm Alex Jones.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of being cyber raped by big government and big business? Are you tired of being forced to cough up information, private personal information, against your will? Well, I found the answer to their invasive behaviors. It's called D-Vasive, D-hyphen, or D-Vasive. It's made for PCs and Androids. Go get it now at the Google Play Store. D-Vasive, D-Vasive, D-Vasive. It's an app. Get it now and turn Big Brother off.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, you know, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to guns80.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to guns80.com. Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold
mine. New numbers are out. America's already taken in 1/4 of Mexico's entire population.
The interest is up, and the stock.
The U.S. takes more immigrants from Nigeria than it does from England. They're creating the Tower of Babel. Obama won't take amnesty battle directly to the Supreme Court, reading from Drudge. He'll just simply do it by executive action. Joel Scalzo is with us 5 minutes into the next hour. We'll give you some of the latest headlines at InfoWars.com after he leaves us at 8 after. We were getting into Al-Qaeda changing its name to ISIS to confuse the public. That does show real hubris by the establishment when they got caught running the anti-Assad operation, funding Al-Qaeda. So they just changed the name, but they don't even change the flags. And then now they can take our liberties, claiming they've got to keep us safe, fighting them while turning them loose, and build a pan-Arab army to counter them. They can have them invade African countries, then send in AFRICOM to respond to them. The problem is the general public's ignorant, but the military is not. And I guess that's why we've seen this purge. But it does seem like an over-the-top, bold move, Joel Skousen, to do this. But they've really done it in front of everyone. What do you expect to come next? Then let's get into the South China Sea situation.
Well, you know, you could never do this without controlled media, Alex. I don't have a lot of inside access to secret things going on in government. And I can see, of course, with my trained eye, when this false flag type, when they're making things up. I mean, as a military person, for a unit the size of ISIS, you know, 50, 60,000 people with huge weapons to come to being in less than a year, and our satellite technology was completely surprised, that's impossible. That's impossible.
Or giant columns coming in and massing, I mean, they would have been obliterated instantly by war dogs. No, they let them build up.
And that's right. And after the attack on Ramadi, they went and had a column of rejoicing ISIS troops streamed out for 3 miles away from the city. And I asked, where are our U.S. drones? Where are F-18s? I mean, these are sitting ducks out there, all ISIS, and nobody attacked them. I mean, that's proof, in my estimation, that ISIS is a controlled terror organization, just like Al-Qaeda was.
And notice they're now retiring Al-Qaeda, killing all its leadership. Who we know were double agents. I mean, who buys that the head or number two guy in Al-Qaeda, Adam Gadan, is the grandson of the former head of the ADL? I mean, does anyone really buy that?
Let me tell you where this is heading. Remember, the Iran nuclear deal is only a stalling tactic because Israel can't attack Iran until Syria is out of the way. So the U.S., in order to justify standing down in their attack against Iran, proposed making a deal. That deal is made to trap Iran. They know that Iran is cheating on the agreement, so that's basically they're going to sign any kind of deal and then use it to say Iran violated. After Syria is taken out of the way, I think sometime later this year, then you're going to see Iran being ruled in violation, and shortly thereafter, Israel will, in fact, attack Iran. And it will completely rearrange the Middle East. It will not, however, rise to World War III because Russia and China will not come to the aid of Iran or Syria any more than they did Iraq. They have too much to gain by eavesdropping on U.S. military operations in terms of, they've really got to get a handle before they attack in World War III on the U.S. jamming capabilities so that they're Soviet-type forces are not jammed, and that's what the new SS-400 is about.
We're going to break in a moment. I want to spend the last 5 minutes with you specifically on Soros saying, be nice to China or World War III, the spy planes getting threatened, all of this. Is this just more of that buildup while our government gives the reactors to China to help their nuclear submarines operate quieter? You can really see them building up these enemies while getting the autonomous robot aircraft ready to go and other secret weapons. We'll be back with the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
While feminists criticize the new Jurassic Park movie because a male is a hero in it, globally, more derivatives are being created, more wars being prepared, more sellouts are accelerating. Joel Skousen, finishing up the time we have from worldaffairsbrief.com on George Soros saying be nice to China, and then the latest on the Ukraine.
Well, this is a complex subject because the U.S. is raising the tone of their apparent opposition to China, but they're doing nothing. Nothing is more telling than the U.S. saying we are going to respect the 12-mile limit around Fiery Reef Cay, where they're developing this runway and this, you know, out of a small island of sand there in the Spratlys. I mean, telling China you're going to respect the 12-mile limit is a tacit admission of sovereignty there. The Spratly Island is a very complex situation. It's over 300 miles. It's got nearly 40 or 50 significant outcroppings in the ocean. And what's interesting, though, is that Vietnam has occupied about 8 or 10 of them. China's occupied about 12 of them. The Philippines, 3 or 4. Brunei and Malaysia have also occupied some of these. I mean, trying to sort out who owns the whole caboodle is going to be a long-term process. And I think the only way it's going to be sorted out is the big 800-pound gorilla in the room, China, will build up enough military bases there that basically throw the others out. But I believe that China is establishing a string of pearls strategy, and that is you can have a huge mainland base like China, but you've got to have a blue water navy to conquer the world and maintain it. And that means you've got to have a series of bases, not only air bases, but naval refueling and repair bases surrounding you. And the natural place to do that is in the island chains.
Sure. So they're doing what the U.S. did in the Spanish-American War, establishing our empire with Pacific coaling stations.
Yeah, or that Britain did with putting naval bases all around the world to handle, and that was one of its problems in World War II. The Navy was so spread out that they couldn't respond to the German attack in time. But the point that I want to make, though, is that China is a long way already, ways from attacking the West. Its Blue Water Navy is only about 50% built. It's heading for 450 ships versus our sub-300 warship numbers. We're going down. They're going up. But still, the earliest that China really would be confident in attacking the West is the next decade, 2020, 21, 22, or 23. And the same with Russia. Now, Russia could attack now because it has the nuclear missiles that are ready. China's just beginning now to MIRV their missiles, or multiple independent reentry vehicles. That's what MIRV stand for. In other words, multiple warheads on a missile. And so I don't think there's any chance, despite what Soros has said, despite what China's saying, remember, we could go to war if you do something stupid here. China's always taken a hard line in terms of its reaction, almost as bad as North Korea in terms of overreacting to any U.S. surveillance flight, and they'll continue to do so. But I think it's posturing on both sides. The U.S. is posturing about standing up to China. It has no intention to do so.
Sure, sure. Couldn't a collapse of China economically that a lot of people see happening put this back even more, this big war?
It could. I don't see a collapse of the Chinese economy any more likely than the collapse of the dollar that has been prophesied and hyped for ever since 2010. These are big nations, big economies. It's true. Both are in slow decline because of the worsening trade situation. But nothing that I foresee indicates any kind of collapse that could slow this down.
I agree there's a long-term plan to harden facilities to get ready for a big war, but I don't see them being there yet. But the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. But as we said in the last hour, this is not just men we're fighting with here. It's a very old entity that we read about in the Bible. Joel Skousen, great job. Thanks for the time.
I was born on the prairies where the wind blew free, and there was nothing to break the light of the sun. I was born where there were no enclosures. Geronimo. I wonder what he thinks of the permanent checkpoints, where you're quizzed about your citizenship, about having to submit to bag searches to ride public transportation, his thoughts on nonviolent offenders riding away in prisons. They say that in these current times we are more, quote, civilized, but are we really more free? When the Persian army demanded King Leonidas and his Spartans surrender their arms, the outnumbered king shouted, "Molon Labe," or "Come and take them." Even though Leonidas was eventually defeated by a much larger adversary, he is not remembered for his loss. He lives in history as a beacon of defiance and self-defense. The desire to disarm the people is nothing new. Arm yourself with knowledge at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and the Alex Jones Channel on YouTube.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Candy. I want more video games. Why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Councils of government,
we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Whether you believe in a physical or interdimensional entity, the devil, Satan, the old serpent, or whether you don't, the elite believe in it and are manifesting it on this planet. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and a lot of people ask me, Alex, I've been listening to your show 20 years. More and more you talk about God, more and more you talk about the devil. And it's because I know a lot more than I knew 20 years ago. And I know that the fake establishment churches are there to discredit Christ. And I'm here to tell you that Christ is my refuge. I'm not one of these Pharisees up on the hill praying publicly, telling you how great I am. I don't claim to be the best person in the world. I mean, quite frankly, compared to most people, people say, you're so moral, you're so nice, you're so friendly, you're so hardworking, you know. Still, though, I can see into my own heart. I know that I have issues with my conscience. I'm not up here criticizing anybody. I'm not judging you if you've had an abortion. I'm simply saying the globalists are lying to you. It is a human life. It is about dehumanization. It does increase your cancer risk. And for God's sakes, don't have a second or third term one, whatever you do. They're killing tens of thousands of viable babies every year. It's not debatable. And then if you go out and you protest for pro-life, every time I've done it, we should do it more often. I hadn't done it in years. We went out and did it last week. Serpents arrive, hissing and saying, we love Satan. And then you go, man, this is real. Because it's not just crazies. I mean, it's the same all over the country. All over the world, they can be black, they can be white, they can be Hispanic, they can be whatever. Actually, I got to be honest, I don't think I've ever... It's a strange anomaly. I have to think about it more before I talk about it. You don't see a lot of Satanist Hispanics show up talking about how they want to kill babies. I'm sure they exist, but that's an interesting anomaly. They're usually white or black. I don't know what that means. Just in my experience, that's what I've seen. I guess it's a cultural thing. It's too strong not to kill kids, which is a good thing in that culture. But it's interesting to study anthropology, sociology, to try to get your mind around all this. But our opposition are evil totalitarians by any name you put on them. As I've said, Jungian psychology, you know, is it a mass consciousness archetype that they resonate towards? I don't even want to call it the dark side, because it's beyond the dark side. It's just the death side. All those that hate me love death, Christ said. And just the more I learn, the more I get deep into this, and now I read the Bible, didn't understand it 25 years ago, it all makes sense now. That's what Christ talks about. He says the general population, you hear this, and they're not going to understand what I have to say because they're not ready to hear it, or they don't have discernment. Or they've turned down the truth so many times when it was obvious that your brain, when you do that, just turns you over to lies. Your brain's a computer. You sit there and feed lies into it enough. I've had folks debate with me that Common Core is good, and it teaches 2 plus 2 equals 5. Fritz Springmeier joins us till 5 minutes of the next hour. I tend to always do that overdrive now just to finish up any other news. At the bottom of the hour, I'll get into Obama administration asserts domination over creeks, streams, wetlands, ditches, even big puddles. And that ties into these executive orders and PDDs I want to go over with you. That's Presidential Decision Directive. His book was out of print. I thought it was so interesting because I read this probably, I say 15 years ago. I read this book like 18 years ago when it first came out. And I just, quite frankly, read it and showed friends and thought it was humorous. Then I met Fritz Springmeier, interviewed him. He seemed to know a lot about Bohemian Grove that I had seen that nobody else knew. And then a lot of what was in his book, stuff that I thought was just crazy, like the royal families, the line of Count Dracula, and, you know, they've got dead babies buried all over their property. And then Prince Charles comes out and says, I am the line of Dracula, and I'm moving to Dracula Castle, and he started our whole British royal family, and we're not even British, and I live in Transylvania half the year now. And the media goes, we tested their genetics, they're Count Dracula, and we dug up a bunch of dead babies on the property. It's kind of like, David Icke's like, Jimmy Savile is a pedophile and has dungeons where he tortures kids to death. And I'm like, delay that. This is like 14 years ago, and then it all comes out 12 years later. So, I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. When people say wild, over-the-top stuff, and then it starts happening, I really start paying attention. So I said, hey, I'll help you reprint this book. So I don't want to say I'm the publisher of it. Fritz Springmeier is, but at least InfoWars did show up somewhere on the fake Bin Laden body doubles reading list. In fact, we put that New York Times reported on. We put the list up there. None dare call it conspiracy, you know, stuff like that. Classics, I guess, to demonize the liberty movement. But Bin Laden supposedly was reading Bloodlines Illuminati, available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. We also sell it on Amazon, but it's all from here. Bloodlines Illuminati, big coffee table book. And it is something else because, yeah, 18 years ago it first came out. He's had a newer edition. I read it, rolled my eyes, even though some of it I knew was accurate. It's over the top. It is over the top. InfoWarsStore.com. You help support what Fritz is doing, what we're doing. The Committee of 300 by Coleman. In fact, let me read some of the stuff that's there. A Brief Guide to Understanding Islam, America's Strategic Blunders, America's War on Terrorism, Al-Qaeda's Online Media Strategies, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Greg Palast, The Best Money Enemy Can Buy, The Best Enemy Money Can Buy, Anthony Sutton, Black Box Voting, Bloodlines Illuminati, Bounding the Global War on Terror, Checking Iran's Nuclear Ambitions, Christianity and Islam in Spain, Civil Disobedience, Civil Democratic Islam, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, a bunch of our guests are on here, Conspirators Hierarchy, the Committee of 300, John Coleman, Crossing the Rubicon, Michael Rupert. There's other stuff in there. But they won't release his supposed porn list, so I haven't talked to Fritz since this came out. I haven't talked to him probably in 6 months on air. About time to get Fritz Springmeier back on. He's been a political prisoner, no criminal record until they set him up for bank robberies of all things. I mean, they could do that to me tomorrow, folks. I'm not going to go over the whole case, but it wasn't true, obviously. Successful author, more than 20 books in print. And they just kept raiding him and raiding him and then said he was a bank robber and had a confidential informant say it. So he's a true political prisoner as well. He's got a website where you can find out more of his information, pentracks.com. Fritz, great to have you on with us, my friend. What is your take on the Bin Laden situation? What do you think about this?
Well, as you know, back in May 2011, we were told that SEAL Team 6 raided and shot him in the head at night and then dumped his body into the ocean, and that there was this special extraction team that grabbed up a lot of stuff, shoved it into duffel bags, and they got out of there. And then as you were predicting, you said, This whole thing is fishy, and they're going to kill SEAL Team 6. And then in August 6th, as we know, later that year, they're killed, and just like you had been saying. And so my question is, in light of all this happening clear back in 2011, now why in May 2015, have they come out with this list? Ostensibly, it was because they had this authorization bill by Congress saying that the Director of National Intelligence had to look at all of the documents and come up with some kind of ruling. But it's really strange. Why now? And so when CBS contacted me about this, I said, why are they now saying this? We've got Jade Helm going on. We've got all of these things happening. It's interesting, the timing that right at this point in time, they decide to come out with my book being on the reading list.
Well, we're going to come back and find out why you think it is. But one reason, I mean, obviously they want to demonize, but I want to get your take. Separately, it had come out with Cy Hirsch that the raid was basically fake, and then more and more documents were coming out. So they put all this out to make it look like there was something legitimate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of questions about how legitimate this is, and not only about the raid, but what they found. You know, we have heard Lieutenant General Flynn supposedly was opposing the Obama administration's take on the documents that were supposedly found. The Obama administration is saying it's showing that Al-Qaeda has been defeated and we should, excited that we have this great victory.
Sure. Stay there. We're going to get Fritz Springmeier's take on this. He's a smart fellow. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, this is the InfoWar. You can see the TV/radio control room in there with the crew doing a fabulous job. Radio listeners can always see the feeds free at InfoWars.com/show for the daytime radio show /TV or become a subscriber. See it all in HD, see the archives, see the nightly news, all my films, ebooks, other documentary premieres and special events. 15 cents a day supports the broadcast. PrisonPlanet.tv. Want to thank you all for being members. 20 people can use each membership and share it with friends and family. Going back to Fritz Springmeier, best-selling author. Then he was a political prisoner, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. And we were getting to why does he think... Because, look, the Bin Laden raid's fake. It's his body double. We know that from the Navy SEALs. I said they'll probably kill them all to cover it up. They blew their helicopter up. This is not fun to be this guy and have Stratfor, the CIA, saying they've got to basically discredit me and deal with me. If the fact is, like Jim Garrison said from the Kennedy deal, you got to be so big and in the sunlight's my only hope. Plus, I'm just promoting freedom and liberty, so there's a lot of good people in government as well. But this is a dangerous situation. I want people to understand that. Fritz, what did you put in this book that made him so mad, and why do you think they've now had the fake Bin Laden say that he was reading your book?
Well, it's a good book, and it describes who the decision makers are, the important decision makers in the United States. So anybody who's wanting to understand how things are operating is going to want to read the book. Whether that list that was published on May 21st is legitimate or not, it's a good question. Because, you know, you and I, we have to operate on what seems to be the most likeliest story. Sometimes we're given information that's fishy. You know, this whole thing about assassinating Bin Laden was really fishy. Over in the Middle East, people, it was commonly known that he had died. And then there was this whole thing with Tim Osman, as you know, and Gunderson saying he took Tim Osman around and on and on. So just what is the truth? And if it's true that they did not assassinate Osama bin Laden, then that means that all these book lists and everything is hype. And if it's hype, what's the agenda here? Is it to make, is it to link supposed conspiracy theorists with terrorism? You know, John Coleman's Committee of 300s in the same genre as my Bloodlines of the Illuminati, showing who decision makers are. And now the Committee of 300 currently, from my information that I have, has been superseded by something else. But the fact remains that this is a book showing who the decision makers have been, and that would be important for anybody who was trying to have an impact on world affairs. Again, if what we believe is accurate, that this raid is all a hoax, then it really begs the question, why are they coming up with this? And we're now facing this Jade Helm, as you know, which is this joint assistance for deployment and extraction, where as I'm going to interrupt myself by saying one thing I really appreciated was you've been telling the American people that we have lost the Constitution, we are in a police state, and this is what they need to recognize. Whether Jade Helm is simply an exercise in bringing in martial law, or whether something will happen and it will kick into an actual operation, who knows? Nobody has a crystal ball at this point. But it's definitely an exercise to train the troops in bringing martial law into the United States.
And it's definitely the biggest I've ever seen.
Yeah, and when you have something like this happening, then you have to wonder if this book list that's trying to link some of the leading conspiracy historians, I'm a historian, by the way, not a theorist. When you read that Bloodlines of the Illuminati book, you'll see it's just chock full of all kinds of history. Genealogy charts, for instance, there's a genealogy chart showing how 25 American presidents are closely related. This is not theory. This is history.
By the way, everything in your book on those areas later came out. I mean, your book did trailblaze. When did you first publish Bloodlines?
In 1995. It was interesting. I believe it was like 1998 that there was a young teenage girl that put some of this genealogy together, and she became a nationally acclaimed.
I remember I first read your book like in 97, thought it, and then later a girl figured it out and became famous. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's basically your book. Yeah. Stay there. Fritz Springmeier, long segment coming up. We're going to get his take on all things Illuminati. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Self-driving cars. The future doesn't need us. The future doesn't even like us. With journalists assembled and offering themselves as human pylons, a self-driving Volvo went full-on Christine. Accelerating from a distance, it plowed into the journalist who trusted it. Volvo first said they hadn't purchased the pedestrian avoidance option. That's an option? Did they go for the cheaper vehicular manslaughter option? Then Volvo changed their story and said it was the fault of the owner who failed to activate safety mode. As we look at the people who failed to move, I ask, would you put your life in the hands of a self-driving car? You will if you ride in one. Of course, no accident will ever be the fault of the self-driving car. Right. See the video at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality and they weren't as affordable as they should be. So I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your store, head down, firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Don't forget, it's your purchases of products that fund this operation. I want to thank you all for your support. We try to bring in the best shortwave radios, the best high-quality water filtration systems, the best hardcore liberty slogans and T-shirts and pants and sweaters and caps and belt buckles to communicate liberty and to meet like-minded people. The best nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free to ask about specials and different sales. You can call our great crew until 6 o'clock every day, and then after that it goes to a great answering service that can still take your orders but can't answer your questions. I don't think as good as my crew can here in office. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We are selling out of oil of oregano, the high-quality organic type. We are selling out of Child Ease. And the problem is when we first come out with a product and test it, I mean, it's already been tested, but, you know, test market it to folks, a lot of times we underestimate or overestimate, so we have too much or too little. It'll take us 4 to 6 weeks to get more of each one of these. So if you want it, InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We have 16% off through Sunday on Secret 12 vitamin B12 formulation, proprietary formulation of two key vitamin B12 forms, methylcobalamin, and I can't pronounce the other one, I can't say it today. I usually can say it. I'm looking at it and I can't say it. ADENOSYLOCBLMAMNIN, I don't know. Bioactive B12 forms that help support normal energy levels. The adrenal glands, red blood cell formation, you name it. This is my fuel. It's what all your other hormones need to even be formed to go into overdrive, and it really works. No needles, no injections. Take it right under the tongue. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory. The list goes on. That, again, is 16% off the already super high-quality formula. And then, of course, you can also, when you go to InfoWarsLife.com, find some of the other amazing products like True Nation Iodine X2 and many others. And, of course, at InfoWarsStore.com, that is the big umbrella site with over 500 products now. We're really proud of it. Books, videos on every subject. Bloodlines the Illuminati, the thickest, heaviest book we sell by Fritz Springmeier, is available if you'd like to get it. We again brought it back into print, and it's supposedly on the Bin Laden reading list, if you really believe that. I don't know what to make of this. I was told by Navy SEAL and then separately a Navy SEAL family right after this all happened that it was fake. I, of course, had broken 14 years ago with Dr. Pachinik, high-level operative, one of the founders of Delta Force, that he'd already been dead. He'd be rolled out on ice later. The whole raid was fake. It was a body double. The SEALs thought that. They blew up their helicopter a few months later. Then the families really went public. Some have come on the show after we, of course, had talked to them privately. Some of them will not come on the show. But, I mean, this is not safe. This is not fun. I have responsibility to do this. I just hope everybody realizes this is not a game. We have such credibility on this subject. They have the Central Intelligence Agency trying to discredit us. You guys are crazy. You're funding Al-Qaeda to take down Assad and murder Christians. You've gone too far. You're out of your minds. You're shipping drugs into the country. Stop it. You nuts. You're going to stop yourselves. The corruption's going to stop. It can't go on forever. Somebody's got to say no to you. And we're the ones. And I'm nobody. But you got to deal with God. And you're not God, even if your masters try to play like they're God. And there's a lot of good people in the government, in every agency that know what's happening, probably more awake than the public. That's one reason I'm still alive as well. Going back to Fritz Springmeier, you can also support him if you like, plus get amazing books He's written a whole phalanx of them. And you can find some of those books that are now back in print at pentracks.com, P-E-N-tracks.com, Fritz Springmeier. Okay, Fritz, I'm ranting here. I want to put bookends on this Bin Laden thing and to move into other areas. Anything else you'd like to add on that front? Before I throw you the curveball, I always do, so it's not much of a curveball. What are you really focused on? What do you think is interesting right now?
Well, one of the things that you've been hammering a lot on, which is important, is globalism. You know, you repeatedly bring up about the globalists. And Americans are still off in la-la land thinking that United States has this sovereignty. You know, the International Organization of Securities Commission regulates our market. And there's a Basel Commission on Banking and the BIS, which Bank of International Settlements. These, the Federal Reserve is part of BIS. It regulates banking. You know, the International Criminal Court of Europe has jurisdiction over here in the United States. So the American people need to wake up that the sovereignty of the United States is gone.
Global government's not coming, it's here.
Exactly. And this is the fact. And so somebody asked me the other day, somebody close to me, they said, you know, is it possible for the United States to get out of the United Nations? They don't understand how so totally entwined everything about United States is. And when it comes to China, United States is deep in debt to China, and they named this operation this summer, they called it Jade Helm. Some people may have been watching the news and seeing that the lunar module, this rover that went over the lunar surface was called Jade Rabbit. That gives you an indication of how jade represents China. And I really think I think it's a strong possibility that the reason why Jade Helm is called, the first word of its jade, is it's referring subtly to China. And for instance, one time there was this large museum exhibit from China that was allowed to be displayed here in Portland. And the emperors of China considered that jade would give them immortality. Jade gives power.
Sure. I mean, it's the national rock of China. It's what their dynasties were obsessed with. They believe it's magical.
Exactly. So when we have the title of this exercise, Jade Helm, Helm being control. So in some way,
I mean, it means like Jade Command Center, Jade Takeover.
Yeah. And so we need to be aware that United States has lost its sovereignty. We have countries like China that if our economy starts collapsing, they're going to be trying to figure out how can we get our money out of, extract our debt out of America. If we look in the...
That's right. China is the biggest debt holder of the U.S.
Yes. So if we look at the past as any kind of indication of what's going to happen in the future, after World War One, the British and French just came into Germany, dismantled their factories, and shipped them off to France and Britain.
That was the Versailles Treaty. Tell folks about that.
Yeah. Due to Germany having surrendered, why the Allies made a very unfair treaty, the Versailles Treaty, where Germany was taxed to pay the entire cost of World War One, and of course it put Germany into a tailspin where children and babies in Germany were starving to death. The German economy couldn't pull itself out of the problem, and that's what led to Hitler being democratically brought in. Is Hitler saved the German people from the tyranny of the Treaty of Versailles? And so these are the kind of things that are done to manipulate world events. And we likewise will see similar things in our lifetime. And so the United States is in a precarious position, just like Germany was.
That's a smart parallel, though. I mean, example of the globalism, how they took over Germany, or the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, and broke it up in three pieces and took parts of Germany away, like Danzig and others, and did all that, creating the beefs, then winding up Hitler and turning him loose. What do you make about George Soros and others openly trying to get race riots going? And I'm seeing them openly activate communist cells that are pouring out like roaches out of the walls for this summer. Do you think something big's planned this summer?
And George Soros is not just a common everyday person. As you know, he's very influential. And being a student of who studied the Illuminati, he's a member of the Illuminati too. So when you watch what he's doing, you can see the Illuminati's agenda, and you're very correct at bringing out what he's doing, because this is it shows that we've got the manipulation of events, you know, riots and so forth that we've been seeing, so that the United States is slowly, or maybe not so slow, depending on your perspective, is descending into chaos. And the things that protect us from totally collapsing into anarchy are being, those pillars of support, so to speak, are being dismantled. And so, yeah, the American people are entering into a very precarious time. And how much longer people like you and I are going to be out here with the freedom to give an alternative message is, that's a good question.
That was my next question. I just love how you're right on target with my next question. We're seeing massive censorship. Hey, a Marine can't, you know, have a Bible verse on their computer about no weapon formed against me will prosper. You can't have, you know, I'm pro-life on your license plate. The court says it's hateful. We see the left going from be tolerant of what we want to now you'll do what we say. I don't even call them the left. I see the internet kill switch being openly announced that we told people about 10 years ago, accelerated by Obama. I see the borders being liquidated. I see all these calls for censorship, calls for us to be shut down, you know, that I shouldn't have free speech on This Week on ABC. I mean, let me tell you, it's creepy when every major TV news show says I'm a horrible person but won't say what I said or misrepresents. And then I know used to they used to try to set me up, Fritz, and say, let's attack the State Department. Let's blow this up. And I'd say, come on, you're a cop. You're a Fed. Get a camera. And then, you know, they would get mad and run off. They've kind of backed off. They had me physically attacked. I know they tried to frame me quite a few times. They've kind of not done that in a while because I never fell for any of it. I know from your story, I followed it in the newspapers. They just kept raiding you, claiming you were dealing drugs. You had no criminal record, no drugs, big Christian. Finally, they just grab you, have an informant with a long record of lying, say you robbed a bank with no evidence. I know they basically tortured you with what they fed you and stuff in prison for a decade. I really ask, you know, did they warn you beforehand, back off, or we're going to do this? Because they used to call me up, you know, phone would ring, there'd be no number on the caller ID, and they'd say, we're going to kill you or put you in jail if you don't shut up. I'd say, well, do whatever you have to. I can't, you know, be part of these lies. But I've been left alone so far, except for dirty tricks and stuff. Is it because I got big enough they don't know what to do? Or... because I like talking to you because you've been through the ringer. I mean, you're a true political prisoner, like out of the New Testament or something. What do you think about my situation? Because obviously I think about it a lot because, I mean, I'm getting, let's not exaggerate, 10 times the demonization, 15 times that I ever got before. And when you got the host of ABC Nightly News, the host of CBS News, saying my name as if he's speaking the name of some Attila the Hun or something, you know, with their back all straight, like they're talking. I mean, they're like alerting their own minions that I'm so evil. That's really creeping me out because first they try to assassinate your name before they assassinate you.
Right. Well, they realize that we're, at least from their perspective, that we're all going to get our comeuppance. Going back to something what you said earlier, the general principle is evil always contains the seed of its own destruction. So these people are on a collision course with what they're doing, And, you know, they're looking at us as we're the ones that are going to get the comeuppance. We're going to be taken down. But the truth is they also are going to be taken down because their own deeds, like you were saying about these intelligence operatives, it's going to collapse on them. In fact, the revolution always eats its own children. So yeah, as far as what I foresee happening to you, I think that for you and I, we're going to be left out here until there's a general, a roundup where we're just included with the general, arrest of people.
That's right. We won't be targeted to elevate us into martyrs. We'll be scooped up in the major purge.
Right. We'll just disappear quietly some night.
So we're the canary in the coal mine.
Yeah.
Growing up, did you ever imagine you'd be in this bizarre position? I mean, for folks that don't know or other people that are jealous of you or I, because we get a lot of attention, I don't think they get. This is not fun at one level. For me, it's a duty. I've got to do it. I mean, I can't just lay down to being taken over. It's an instinct. What is it for you?
Well, it was a calling. I felt a calling from God. And the original calling I received was back in 1978. And after about a year of doing what I thought I was called to do, I actually tried to avoid it for about 10 years. So I was a little bit like Jonah, where I saw that I needed to warn people, but I backed off for 10 years and then realized, you know, this is what I'm called to do, and I just need to buckle down and do it. And again, after...
Did it feel better once you just submitted to God's will and did it?
Yes. But, you know, after you've been in prison for 8 years, it's uncomfortable to come out of prison and having experienced all of that and jump right back and get back into things.
You did seem shell-shocked at first, but you're back, Fritz.
Yeah.
Say you're back about 80%. I mean, you have a powerful presence now, but you used to have a really powerful presence in person and on air and stuff, and you still do, but I can tell it really tore you up in prison.
Yeah, everybody's going to get, after being knocked around a little bit, it takes a little bit out of you, but, I'm here and I'm continuing to do what I feel I was called to do.
You know, the look you have in your eye is like those guys that would be in a Viet Cong prisoner of war camp. It'd show photos or film before and then after when they walked out with that shell shock look. That's the look you had in your eyes when you came out of prison. It's almost gone. It's still there. I'm not insulting you. We've been praying for you, but it's obvious they did a lot of bad stuff to you, brother. We'll be back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
No, I mean, I'm not being a drama queen here, folks. C-SPAN, CBS News, ABC News, Fox, CNN. I mean, it's just a daily, month after month, lying about us. People say, well, that's great. It'll send listeners to you so they find out what you're really saying. That's not exactly what it does. That's why they've ignored us up until now. They're doing it ahead of something. So they all have their talking point that I'm bad before they do something. So just pray for us. But the danger I feel in my gut isn't just for InfoWars. The evil is moving into an accelerated, I use that word every hour, super acceleration. And I'll ask Fritz Springmeier of Bloodlines Illuminati fame this question. Are they accelerating because they're desperate? Are they accelerating because they're arrogant? Are they accelerating because they believe enough of the public is in a trance? Or is it a combination of all three? What is the state of the New World Order right now?
All three. They're arrogant. They don't think that they can be knocked out of their position of power, that their power is so embedded in the warp and woof of society that no matter what happens, they're going to stay in power. And they also are jittery. The fact that you look at how large scale Jade Helm is, the flip side of that is that actually is encouraging. It shows how terrified they are of the real Americans, the American patriots. And
back when you were at West Point, did you ever hear of any drills like this?
No. And then you have this West Point Combating Terrorism Center, which got involved for the Obama administration. They didn't even have anything like that when I was at West Point. And the Obama administration has taken out all references to the Quran of fighting jihad. They've eliminated all of the references in their training manuals about Islamic terrorism. Supposedly we have won. And so.
Oh, now they say it's the Christian and the veterans, the enemy. Yeah. I mean, this stuff is so over the top. How do they get away with it?
Because people are just so focused on trying to live paycheck to paycheck that they're not really monitoring sensibly what's going on, but their lives are at stake. We're in a situation, you know, similar to World War II, when the war broke out and you have Germany under, in a sense, martial law situation, people now have lost all civil rights. That's where we're at right now. And people really need to start waking up. Pulling their head out of the sand, we're at a very critical time point in time.
What do you think the next big shoe or shoes to drop are going to be?
Well, the second in command at the IMF, and Christine Lagarde is Illuminati. She's the head of the IMF, and she has this Chinese doctor who's her second in command. He has gone around and told people that the IMF this year will announce that China has been upgraded to one of the nations with a reserve currency status. So that is projected to happen in October. If that does happen in October, we're going to see some major problems for the American dollar. And China is just really pushing hard to become reserve currency status.
That's right. Everything's coming into place. It's kind of like when you've been doing the jigsaw puzzle and the last 15 pieces or so, it's bam, 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 bam. You start slamming them in. 5 minutes of overdrive, and that's it for the transmission. Infowars.com/show, folks. Spread the word. Don't take the broadcast for granted. Please pray for us and support our local affiliates. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chris Springmeier is our guest. I didn't get into 8 Circuit Strikes Down Arkansas abortion laws. They can keep killing 8-month-old babies. TSA body scanner lobbyists now overseeing spending on TSA security. Fight for $15 an hour unions to likely increase their dues as businesses shut down. Minnesota teachers compared to KKK during white privilege training. That's Infowars.com. You cannot make this stuff up. Obama is taking over all water, including puddles in your backyard, claiming it's federal jurisdiction. I'm going to cover this more tomorrow. I didn't get to it. Emergency powers give Barack Obama authority over just about everything during a major national crisis. You can read the PDD 51 for yourself and HSPD 20. Catastrophic emergency means any incident, regardless of location, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damage, or disruption, severely affecting U.S. population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions. It covers all scenarios. Then it gets into some other ones. So just know this stuff's out there. Fritz, they're really building up the hype in the movies, TV, the pre-programming for a war against patriots. Are you concerned about false flags, just like you were set up on a micro scale, on the macro scale? Are you worried about false flags? Because I see that as a good move for the globalist. They haven't done it yet domestically, I think, because they know there's so many people watching and they're worried it won't fly. What do you think, Fritz?
I think that the chance of some more false flags is probably 100%. And I would expect that. What I have found interesting is not that they have done these, because I realized that they were going to do these clear back in the early 90s. But what's been amazing is that people like yourself have been calling them on it, have been exposing them. you know, exposing how the Boston Marathon thing was done with actors and so forth. And so they're not getting by with all of this. And so that's the positive side of it.
Certainly is. We got 2 minutes left. Final comments, anything else you'd like to add? Again, Fritz Springmeier, author of Bloodlines of the Illuminati, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
People need to not fear what's happening in the future, but be concerned enough that they do the things that's going to mitigate. You know, to throw your hands up and say, well, there's no hope or nothing that you can do is not the correct attitude. And I know on your show, you're constantly telling people, you know, what they can do to help, you know, colloidal silver and some of these other things. These things will go a long ways towards mitigating the problems that are coming, and people should pay attention and continue to stay informed and not allow themselves to be paralyzed with fear, but realize it's just like in the Civil War, one of the great lessons Ulysses Grant learned early on in the war, that the enemy was just as much afraid of him as he was of them. So keep the courage, be courageous, be of good courage, people.
Pentrax.com to find your other books. Absolutely. You know, I talk about things from my perspective, and people say, man, why are you fear-mongering? Why are you trying to scare folks? See, if I hear about something scary happening, if my neighbor calls and says, I just saw some guy breaking in your back door, I'm not going to tell the neighbor, how dare you try to scare me. I'm going to say, thank you, Bob, or thank you, David, or thank you, you know, whoever, and I'm going to get my gun. And so for me, I just want to know this is happening. I think other people want to know it's happening. We can't magically think here and just think if we out of sight, out of mind, ostrich with their head in the ground, that it's all going to go away. It's not. It's going to get worse. And so we're here as modern-day Paul Revere's. You, the listeners, are just as important as we are, more so, ringing the alarm. So don't take it for granted what Fritz has gone through, what others have gone through, what we've gone through to a lesser extent, to bring you this information. Thank you, Fritz Springmeier.
Thank you.
God bless you, my friend. Pentrax.com. That's the site.